Hey everybody, this is Maraid, and today I'm going to be talking with my older brother Liam. Liam was drafted out of high school by the Atlanta Braves in 2015. After decommitting from UConn that summer, he went on to play at the best junior college in the nation, San Jack in Houston, Texas, where he helped bring them to the junior college national championship game. Liam then went on to play at Quinnipiac University, where he was a two-time first-team All-Conference Division I baseball player. It's kind of a mouthful. But there he holds the all-time home run record with 45, which he broke in only 3 years. He was also a part of the all-tournament team when they won the first MAC conference tournament in school history his senior year, 2019. He also helped his team in the first regional win in school history against East Carolina University. Today, he is preparing for the next chapter of his career and his life. He has recently been signed to the Winnipeg Gold Eyes in Canada, which is a part of the American Association of Professional Baseball, which is also quite the mouthful. So the first thing I want to talk about is your transition from being in a team environment, having a bunch of teammates and coaches and training and practicing in that type of environment versus transitioning into your professional career, which is more solo and more individual.
Yeah, well, in college you have set times for practice and set times for class, and they tell you pretty much what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis. When you're transitioning to professional baseball and, you know, training on your own, you get to pretty much pick your own times. Pick when you're going to hit, when you're going to train, who you're going to train with, where you're going to train. It's a lot to try to fit into one day. So, you know, finding those people that are like-minded as yourself is tough because, you know, in the small state of Connecticut, there's not very many professional baseball players that are doing the same thing you're doing. So that's pretty much the biggest transition that I'm working on. I'm lucky that I have a good support system. You know, I have a bunch of friends who I've known since high school that are doing the same thing I'm doing, and you know, we're just grinding away this off season so we have the best season possible when our number is called.
Yeah, for sure. Did any of those struggles in finding motivation, in finding those people, like, that was horrible. I didn't even read that correctly. Did you have any struggles finding those people or finding the motivation to continue your career after such a successful senior year where it kind of seemed like, wow, like I went out on a bang? Like, how hard was it to be like, okay, like I still want to do this or I don't want to do this? Like, tell me about the struggle.
Yeah, after my senior year, I didn't get drafted. I was kind of just done with baseball. I was kind of sick of it. I took the summer to really, you know, I was on the job hunt. I was looking for jobs in Boston, you know, around here, around Southington. But, you know, once the fall hit and nothing was popping up, mom and dad were like, yeah, you can't stop playing. Like, we gave you the summer to try to figure it out, but, you know, we're letting you do this. We want, you know, you to continue your career because you put everything in it since, you know, you and me, we put everything into it since I was like 5 years old. So they didn't want me to stop, just quit after, you know, almost 20 years of playing. That motivation was tough because I was sick and tired of it. I didn't want to do it. But after, you know, not having it for that summer, it really pushed me to, you know, find that extra gear and find what motivated me.
Absolutely. So you would say like the plan after you graduated was really no plan at all, kind of just go back into the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to go in the real world, but, you know, that really
didn't suit you.
It did not suit me at all. I don't think I'm suited for the real world. I think that I'm a baseball player and that's how I'm going to live my life.
All right, so I want you to talk about a little bit about the call you received in April, is it?
November 2019.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about that and what that is.
Yeah, so November 2019, I got an agent. We sat down and talked about all these, you know, independent leagues that I could try out for. And I ended up getting a tryout in Arizona for the Atlantic League, which is the top league for independent baseball players. You know, former big leaguers, AAA guys, you know, when they get released, that's where they go. They go to the Atlantic League, and I was going to try out for that league. And I had a very good feeling that I was going to make a team. But with, you know, coronavirus, it got cut short. I was supposed to leave 3 weeks after the initial shutdown and quarantine. Was it March 13th? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was supposed to leave about 3 weeks after that. But, you know, with the shutdown, and I didn't get that chance.
I guess my next question would be, like, how did that test your patience? Like, after finally figuring out, like, okay, like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to pursue this. And then for it to just be delayed, like, even more, like, how did you find the patience to continue on?
It really tested me mentally. Coming out of college, I was, you know, I had a lot served onto me with a silver platter just because of school. But the shutdown really humbled me, like severely humbled me. And, you know,
yeah,
we were lifting freaking boulders and rocks and whatever we could find in the house, gallons of water, just weird, weird things. You know, running in the freezing cold, like biking outside, like we never did that before. And
I would say we were in like the same, like almost the same position, because I had had my season delayed or like taken away, and you had been given this great opportunity, and then I was like, oh, psych, you don't get it now. So we were kind of like in the same boat.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it was, this game could be taken away from you at any point. And, you know, not knowing that I don't have that extra year of college ball or whatever, like all the Division I players did at your school or in the country, it was definitely a mental game. You know, I was just weighing my options, just waiting it out, you know, trying to stay game ready as much as possible. But it was tough, you know, not being able to go to a batting cage or a real gym. You know, we were just doing makeshift things at the house.
Okay, my last question, or my second last to last question, would be, did you find a new love and respect for the game, considering everything that you've gone through? Like, how would you compare yourself as a player from being in college to now? Like, how has your love and respect grown?
Yeah, I definitely took this game for granted. I was just, you know, always waiting for that next weekend, that next conference series, that next thing. But now I've come to learn that you got to love where you are now. Love and respect the grind of it, the journey that you're on. This year was crazy. I mean, I played in Rockland, New York. I played in Huntingburg, Indiana, and I played in Joplin, Missouri. I've driven all across the country and
just to play baseball.
I was just me in my car, and you know, the support I had from you guys, and you know, I've learned so much in these past few months that it's life changing. You know, seeing the different cultures from New York to Indiana to Joplin, Missouri, it's just real eye opener, and I wouldn't take just don't take it for granted.
You know, it's kind of weird because like you see like how the pandemic has like affected everyone in different ways, and I think the both of us, I can speak for the both of us, that we came out like better people, and we kind of needed that slow down to really figure out what we wanted and figure out why we were doing what we were doing. And I think for me and for you especially, that softball and baseball has been like in our lives forever, and I think we kind of just took it for granted. And when it was taken away, it was just like, oh, like, shit, like, I actually really miss this. And this was, like, a massive part of my life. And when you're in it all the time, it's, like, you kind of get blindsided by it. But to end this podcast, I just want to ask you, like, what's your next thing? When's it happening? And, yeah.
Right now, I have a personal trainer. He's great. He's busting my ass every day. Not every day. I have 2, 3, 4 times a week. You know, hitting every day pretty much, except for when it snows. You know, we've been snowing. It's been snowing here a lot lately, but just doing that. Don't really have a set date for my report for spring training, but from what I've heard, it's probably going to be either the first or second week of May. Going out to Winnipeg, Canada. And if you don't know where Winnipeg is, it's about 30 minutes north of North Dakota, so I'll be far away from home.
Long list of obscure baseball locations.
Yes, you know, after my senior year, I went to the Netherlands to play, and then as soon as I got home, right back to Ottawa, Canada. So this game has taken me a lot of places, to tell you that for sure.
All right, Liam, well, thank you so much for your time, and we're going to go watch TV on the couch now. Okay, bye.